where the treetops glisten. And there to listen, to hear play bells and the shell. Yeah, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Days. 6:58. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Dee Dee Richardson's here along with Owen McCarthy. Owen is a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor. He's hoping to be running in November next year. He wants your vote. You can find out more at owenformaine.com. So we'll spend the next minute and a half here. I'm going to ask you a faith question.
Yeah.
And then we'll, on the second half hour, we'll go into policy, which is what I try to do. So people get a chance to know who you are. What role does faith play in your life?
Oh, faith is central to my life. You know, I'm a, you know, born again Christian, go to the Rock Church in Scarborough, read the Bible every day, you know, pray, have a relationship with the God every single day.
And it's, you go to the Rock?
I go to the Rock.
Matt Osgood's church.
Matt Osgood, it's been unbelievable. Like, we're phenomenal. So lucky to have him over there.
We miss him.
Yeah, yeah. God gave us a gift with Matt Osgood.
Sure did.
And Alicia and the whole crew. Yeah. And
you
so,
talk about talent. Oh.
Boy, yeah. Alicia can sing. Does she sing at the Rock?
She sings at the Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been full the last few Sundays.
We were there the day he joined your church.
Okay.
We came.
Yeah.
And there was not a place in the church. Yeah. I described it on the air the next day. The Rock was ready to celebrate.
100%.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm telling you, that was, I had never been consciously to the first day of a pastor's arrival. And I'm telling you, that was a celebration. Y'all were ready.
We're fired up.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And we're gonna go reach a lot of souls from the Rock Church.
We were saddened to lose Matt. He's such a tremendous human being, and such a warrior yet ambassador for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because you got Keenan Eaton, you got Travis Carey,
yeah.
You got some really great young pastors getting
great
it done
talent.
For Jesus. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. We had Matt's father-in-law come speak. Have you heard him speak?
Yeah.
Come
sure.
speak to us, speak, give a sermon a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Blew the doors off the place. Also, like though he didn't stick to the time limit, right? Like he just kept going, and no one wanted to leave, and it was unbelievable. Right?
Yeah. I keep saying to East Point, you should let me come in and fill in one time, but they're afraid to because I don't stick to any script.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, what is Ray gonna do? Talk about reputation.
Exactly. We gotta go. We'll be right back. We're gonna talk some policy with Owen McCarthy when we come back.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
Carried out a second strike on one boat, killing two survivors of the first bombing. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth denies that, and the president backs him.
You can see the boats. You can see the drugs in the boats.
Some lawmakers in Congress want more answers, with some suggesting a war crime might have been committed. President Trump's invited the families of the two National Guard members attacked last week while on patrol in Washington to the White House.
The one is no longer with us, and Andrew is fighting for his life.
Andrew Wolf still in critical condition. Sarah Beckstrom died after being shot last Wednesday afternoon. The president says